You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're talking. Now we are talking. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I love this one here. Doctor, I don't know if it's me or my wife. I feel like everything I say to her just ticks her off. Does she need help or do I? I can't tell you how common this is. You're walking on eggshells around your partner, guys or girls. I mean, it happens both sides. It's tough because, you know, if you've said the wrong thing before, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, I know as a wife, right? If my husband has said some things that have just kind of made me mad, I'm already on the defensive. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, he's going to talk about my mother or something. You know, but then a lot of us, as we lose our serotonin, and we've talked about this, as we age and we lose our serotonin, we just get crabby. And sometimes some of us even go so far as we become bipolar. And sometimes you know when you're dealing with a bipolar when nothing you do is right. I mean, you could get them a gift, think they're going to be happy with the gift, and they're going to find something wrong with the gift or turn it around on you. And those sometimes are your bipolar types. Now, there's a lot of people with bipolar that are still very, very amicable and friendly. And, you know, they have the highs and the lows, bipolar, depression, and, you know, sometimes mania. But I got to be honest, I don't really see the true bipolar as much as I see just, you know, a spouse comes in saying, oh my gosh, you got to walk on eggshells. Every single thing makes him mad. So I don't think it'd be a bad idea for you to go into therapy. But this is interesting. There's a website called Man of the House. And I found this. This is hilarious. It says 10 things you should never, ever say to a woman. And I posted this on Facebook or your wife. This is great. Okay. Number one is, men, take notes. You never want to tell your lady you're overreacting. That is bad. Very, very bad, because then she's just going to get all emotional, upset. Don't do it. Okay. Number two, along the same line, don't tell her you're not being logical. Okay. Listen, women have logic. Okay. But realize we also use a lot of emotion in our thinking, okay? Telling us that we're not being logical and completely nullifying any validity or invalidating what we have that's emotionally intertwined in our logic really ticks us off. I'm going to tell you that, guys, okay? Number three, who put that idea in your head? Your mother? Now, I'm going to tell you guys something, okay? Men, you're kind of right about a lot of this, okay? I mean, I can't tell you how many times I get off the phone with my mother and it ends up in a fight with my husband. You know, remember, a lot of us ladies, we talk to our mom or we talk to our sister. And then we get a whole different perspective, right? And then we go to our husbands. And then, oh my gosh. Yeah, so it gets to the point where my husband, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But look, guys, okay, I'm not saying you're wrong with that one. But please, if you tell your lady who put that idea into your head, your mother, and you're wrong, whew, things are going to fly. Okay, the number four thing you should never tell your lady. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Okay, see, all right, girls don't want to think that they're dumber than their man. Okay, that don't start playing the intelligence card. That doesn't fly. Number five, the other guy's wives are cool with it. Oh, do not ever compare your wife to another wife. Just, I really hope y'all are taking notes on this one. Number six, after everything I've done for you, oh, all right, because again, she is then going to go to a rampage saying, fine, take back your necklaces, take back this, I'm going to live by myself, or I'm going to go live with my mother. All right. Now, number seven, you'll feel differently tomorrow. Now, this is interesting because they say on Man of the House, do not tell a woman you'll feel differently tomorrow. Now, here's the thing. Guys, you're probably right. Okay? We're taught in, you know, marriage therapy, et cetera. You know, you're never supposed to argue with each other mad. Cool off and then deal with it, okay? And you're right. The next day, sleep on it. That's where sleep on it came from. It's so true. You sleep on it. And then you, you know, you think, oh, I can't believe I got so mad over something. So see, me, when I get mad, I Facebook it or I email. And that's bad because then I can't take back the email and I can't take back, well, I could, you know, exit the Facebook, but people already saw it. So you'll feel differently tomorrow. You're right, but you got to come up with something, you know, all right? Don't always do always and never. You always do this. You never do this. Girls don't like absolutes, okay? All right? That also ticks them off. It's just going to send them in the tailspin. You didn't used to be this way. Oh, do not tell your woman that. You didn't used to be 30 pounds heavier. You didn't used to be like this. Of course we change, right? Do you think your wife of 30 years is going to be the way she was like in her 20s? No. No, we're going to change. But I'm going to tell you, you guys are changing too. And then you're missing the point. Here's the thing. When you tell somebody you're missing the point, when my husband does that, okay, I get completely inflamed. Even though you're right, a lot of us are going to miss the point. We're going to go off on a tangent. That's what we do. We're going to think laterally. All right, I'm going to tell you what to do after the break on how to deal with all of these, okay, and what's better to do. But when you say you're missing the point, it makes us feel dumb. It makes us feel that whatever we're talking about isn't the point. And remember, to us, it is. The whole point involves not only what happened that day, but what happened 3 weeks ago, the night before our wedding, and when your mother took us to lunch. All right? So you need to realize that all of this is combined. You know, it's interesting, the dynamics with fights. You know, I never read the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. I need to. That's still on my to-do list, on my bucket list. But it exemplifies the fact that, of course, men are women, men are different, and women are different. Not men are women, okay? Men are different and women are different. And the way we tackle things. Now, of course, there's crossover, there's a layover, okay? I think there's a lot of guy in me, even though I'm female and I, you know, but, you know, I like football. I like the idea of fixing it and not talking about it for 20 minutes. But when we come back from break, let's talk about what to do when you start getting into fight. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay. So, you know, we're talking about relationships and, you know, things men should never say as the female is going on the rampage, which can happen. All right. But what if the woman actually has a valid point? We talked about some things men should never say, like you're overreacting, or who put that into your head, your mother, you're missing the point, etc. Now, let's take a scenario, and by the way, if any of you have little tips on what you do when your spouse isn't listening and getting all emotional about the topic, man or woman, I'd love to hear about it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, let's take a scenario, very, very common scenario. Let's say your wife is upset about always having to deal with your mother, okay? Now, that's a tough topic, okay, because some of you guys, your mother is a very sensitive topic, okay? And she's just sick of dealing with your mother, and mother's coming over, mother's kind of instigating certain things, mom is always there, interfering with the kids, etc. Okay, so you guys start to have a fight. Now, one of the things this manofthehouse.com came up with on 10 things you should never say, which I think is a really, really good source for what we want to talk about with the subject is, okay, you're overreacting. Okay, they say, well, the first thing you should never do is say, you're overreacting, all right? You're right. Don't say that. But this is what you should say. If she's just yelling up a storm because she's having problems with your mother and can't stand, whatever, instead of saying you're overreacting, you should say this. I could see this is really upsetting you or concerning you, okay? Why is it upsetting you, and what can we do to help? See, isn't that lovely? Come on. Guys, take notes. I know you don't want us to use that, but come on. Come on. It's going to work. You know, I don't want to see you this upset. It hurts me. If you're hurting, why is this making you upset? Now, saying you're overreacting is just going to make her blow up, because you're saying overreacting means you're invalidating her feelings on the situation. But saying, I see why this is making you upset, means maybe she has a valid point. She'll hopefully calm down a little bit to explain her point, okay? Which, again, brings number two. Remember they said, men, you should never tell your wife you're not being logical. You should never say that. You should never say you're not being logical. You're not being logical about this. Okay, don't say that. What you could do is, if you really don't understand where her logic is going, you think she's going on tangents, you don't know where she's going with this, okay? And remember, some people, they're just out there. But a lot of times, we women, we have a completely different line of reasoning going on than what you guys could be thinking about. So, rather than say you're not being logical, go, I'm hearing you. Show me your logic, okay? There's a way that you could tell her, because we gotta be careful with this, because I'm gonna get mad also, thinking if you guys just say, show me your logic. You could go, wait a second, I think I'm seeing your logic behind it. Tell me again, or something like that, okay? Because remember, women wanna feel logical. Just don't say they aren't. Now, who put that idea into your head? Your mother? Okay, alright, you gotta leave the wife's mother out of it, or the friends out of it. Just assume, okay, if she has an idea in her head, it's either from her or her friend or her mother or a TV show she saw, okay? I don't know, Sex and the City, Desperate Housewives, whatever. You don't need to know the answer to that, okay? You don't need to know who put that idea into your head, your mother. The only reason why you're saying that is to make her think she can't think on her own and that she was manipulated, okay? And that's just going to make her more mad. Just assume there's something or somebody working against you, and you're going to have to go on from there, okay? Now, you could maybe say, you know, look, this didn't seem to bother you a week ago. What happened that made this bother you now? What event? Okay, that you could say, because if you're like, what the heck is wrong now in 2011, when in 2007 everything was fine? Because remember, as we age, things that didn't bother us are going to bother us now. Okay, leaving the seat up was cute the first month or two of marriage. Not funny now, year number 15. Okay, walking around with your zipper down when the friends are coming over, you know, for, I don't know, poker night or movie night or Yahtzee night. No, it's not funny anymore, okay? But you could do, you know, you could say that, all right. I get it. I know this wasn't an issue before, but it is now. What event happened? Help me understand. That's okay to say, okay? Never say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Nah, you know, you're just instigating it. I mean, you're going to say that if you want to fight. Maybe you'll feel better having a fight, you know. But again, if you don't understand her logic, I told you guys how to handle it. Go, maybe I'm tired today. Maybe I just don't understand. Help me understand what you're trying to say here, because I really want to get it, because I really want to help fix the situation. Okay, see how nice that is? You are not going to be considered a wussy. Come on, guys. Really, is this that hard to do? Really? You better be taking notes, okay? Never say the other guy's wives are cool with it. Okay, now that's bad. That's bad. We talked about this. You never want to compare your wife with another wife. However, you do make a valid point, okay? If the other wife, well, now what are you guys talking about? If you're talking about menage a trois, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong on that one. Sorry. All right? The other wives are okay with you going to a strip club. No, I can't help you there. No, sorry. It's not gonna work. All right? The other guy's wives are okay with my having a friend and going out for drinks after work. No. So, you know what? I don't think there's anything, you know, you could say with this. Now, maybe what you could do is you could say, you know, look, I want us to have as strong a relationship as I notice our other couple friends have, okay? It doesn't seem like they have this as an issue. Why do you think? What do you think is not bothering their wives about the situation? Because I want to make sure I do this right, type of thing. You see how that's nice? Asking her to help come up with a solution. Now, true, you may not like her solution, but you see how getting her involved rather than just saying, sorry, okay? Never say after everything I've done for you. After everything I've done for you, no, no guilt trip card. No guilt trip, okay? All right? Now, what you can say, if you want to try to incite memories of you guys working together, go, look, honey, I've loved you. And, you know, I will do, I've, you know, I'll give my life for you. Like, Mariana, you know, kiss up, you know, I'd do anything for you. And I'm hoping thus far in our marriage, I have proven to you that I will do anything for you. I love you. I will sacrifice anything. What can I do to make this better? Maybe that will kind of re-incite. But be prepared. She may be like, no, you didn't do jack squat. You were drunk at our wedding. Okay, you got to be careful with that, okay? You'll feel differently tomorrow. You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to go, you know what? Whatever you're feeling now is poppycock. It's in your head. It's emotional PMS. You'll feel differently tomorrow. Guys, you can't say that to a girl, okay? What you could maybe do is if you want to get to tomorrow, okay, because you know she'll feel better tomorrow, you don't have to say it to her. Just go, you know what, honey? I am so tired. I know you're tired, but this is too important to try to quickly fix while we're this way. Let's sleep on it. Let's relax. You could write your feelings down now if you want so we don't forget, but I want us to solve this problem. Guys, I'm sorry. Look, it's going to work. It's going to work. Try to get her into bed, not to have sex or anything like that, okay? You know, just go, look, I know this has taken an emotional turmoil on you. I want us to emotionally regroup and deal with this head on, and I think we're going to come up with a solution first thing in the morning. Oh, that, honestly, when my husband says, we're going to come up with a solution first thing in the morning, and we're not going to start our day without it, I'm like, yes, we're going to fix the problem, because that's what a lot of us want, okay? They say, you know, you should never tell a lady, you always this or you never this. You know, that maybe that's something you could do in a therapy session, but do not do that. You will not have any protection in your house. There's no way. If you tell a woman you're always at this or you're never like this, that's all that's going to do is cause hurt. No, that's something you say in a therapist session. Okay. Now, what you can say is, you know, honey, you always kind of tend to take your mother's side over my mother, and, you know, I understand you guys are close. You could say you notice some trends, but again, you've got to be very, very careful. You didn't used to be this way. You didn't used to be grumpy. You didn't used to complain about this. You didn't used to be cold and not want to have sex with me. Very tough. Very, very tough, because you're right, we're changing. And a lot of us, we don't like our spouse as the years progress. Some of us, we love them even more. And we go with the change. But for a lot of us, it's different. And again, that's when you know you got to go to some marriage therapy. All right, so I hope this helps. I hope you guys took notes. When we come back, medical headlines and your emails, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or drdahlia.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, which is my website. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, just some headlines in today's news. Apparently, daily aspirin may be linked to vision loss, macular degeneration, which we get as we age. There's the dry kind and the wet kind. The dry kind is more common, happens with aging, usually happens with smokers, women, white women, once we're over 60, sometimes obesity, lack of nutrition. We start to kind of get the deterioration of the drying of the back of the eye. Wet type of macular degeneration, leaky blood vessels, and apparently they found that daily aspirin a day may increase that risk. Now, it's a very small study, only about 800 people, and maybe it's because aspirin thins the blood a little bit. They aren't too sure why. There could be a link. Again, very, very small study, not enough for any of us to worry about stopping our aspirin, but it is kind of interesting to watch, and I recommend just everybody once a year, make sure you see your eye doctor, get an eye check, whether you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, or just are plain healthy once a year. You should be getting an eye check, okay? Also in news today, there's a pill that may be preventing gray hair, maybe coming on the market in 4 years, something that kind of mimics a very natural growth factor that actually allows you to maintain your pigment. As we age, it goes. I think it's a TNP2. I'm sorry, I don't have the source in front of me right now. Boy, that helps, doesn't it? I have all this other medical news. I just don't have the gray hair one. I'll find it. It's actually, the pill has a fruit extract. And what this does is it's called an agonist. So basically, it takes the place or it acts like this certain protein called the tyrosinase-related protein 2. It's an enzyme that protects pigmentation production. If it acts in that way, it'll hopefully prevent the diminishing of it when we start to gray. Of course, this is a medication that you would have to take before you turn gray, but it's still cool stuff. Also in medical news, they were talking about how 3 eggs a week is enough to put you at higher risk for prostate cancer. Apparently, people that had aggressive, men that had aggressive prostate cancer, they found in this one study, were egg eaters. They said at least more than 2.5 eggs. Really? Most of us really like our eggs in the morning. So they also think that it maybe is related to a cholesterol issue. Eggs, cholesterol, etc. Because in a related study, they found that people who took cholesterol medications, like the statin medications, had less aggressive prostate cancer. So pretty cool stuff. If you keep your cholesterol down, you may be in luck. But for those of us that eat eggs and have high cholesterol, you may be more at risk for higher aggressive prostate cancer. Well, I may not be, but, you know, I eat eggs, and I probably got to cut back on those. All right, we talked about what kind of eggs I like earlier in the show. All right, also very, very small study linking possible childhood surgeries for kids under 2 years old to learning disabilities. They say if a child had at least 2 surgeries and had general anesthesia under age of 2, they may be linked to having a learning disorder. Of course, you know, surgeries like this could include tonsils being removed, hernia repair, undescended testicle, opening of the nasal lacrimal duct. Sometimes kids get a blocked tear duct, ear tubes, tubes in the ears. These are surgeries a lot of times done before the age of 2. They say multiple surgeries could be linked to a learning disability. Something to think about, something to watch. Also, rear-facing child seats are now saying keep your child, if he's under 2 or your grandchild under 2, in a rear-facing child seat in the car. Do not switch into a front-facing child or a forward-facing until they're over age 2. Very difficult for a lot of us whose kids are already facing forward, but they say it distributes the weight better having them rear facing. The American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending this. Also in medical news, they found that beta blockers, a very common blood pressure medication that a lot of us are on, may slow down the migration of breast cancer. The link is just, it baffles me. This is one of the most fascinating pieces of medical news today. Apparently beta blockers, they kind of stop the adrenergic response, kind of the epinephrine, adrenaline type response. And some of these cancer cells have adrenergic receptors. So if you block them using a beta blocker, which we use, you know, to lower our heart rate and our blood pressure, these beta blockers may actually prevent these cells from migrating. If breast cancer can't migrate, it can't spread. If it can't spread, it can't be a higher stage. And then it can't go to the brain and possibly kill us. If it stays localized, it's easier to treat. This is fascinating stuff. Now, again, very, very small study. I don't know if we could extrapolate this to other types of cancers. I don't know if we could extrapolate this to maybe we all should be taking beta blockers later, but it's interesting stuff, right? Also in news today, they were talking about how more than 1 in 10 parents actually skip or delay vaccines. Okay, we thought only certain people didn't like to vaccinate their children, you know, certain people of a religious order, but it looks like at least 10%, I think the number's even more, skip the vaccines or delay them. Now, it used to not be that way. I know there's been a lot of publicity about, you know, vaccines and possible side effects, et cetera. But I notice in my practice, the parents that do delay vaccines or have skipped some of them are because of the number. They say, I am not going to have my child get five vaccines in one shot. And so parents are very, very concerned about the number of vaccines. I mean, we have vaccines for tetanus. We have vaccines for pertussis. We have vaccines for hepatitis B. We have vaccines for varicella, vaccines for MMR, the flu vaccine, the Hib vaccine, the Prevnar vaccine. Look at all these vaccines. Then hepatitis A. And so a lot of my parents say, look, I don't want all of them at once. Okay? And I can understand that. Okay, of course, I am pro-vaccine, and most of the studies out there say, you know, it's okay, they're safe. But I understand, me as a parent, I was very, very shaky giving all my kids all these shots at once. So, again, we don't want a population of kids unvaccinated, because then we're going to see sequelae years later in terms of that. But, you know, I don't know how we're going to calm parents' fears. I mean, that is a lot of shots that kids are getting at once. And it's hard to convince parents that it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. Usually is, parents, you know, vaccines are safe. But I do understand there's very, very rare occurrences of risk factors that scare people. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Also in medical headlines today, we were talking about how in Washington State, Medicaid is going to have to, in hopes of saving funds, only allow 3 ER visits. That's it, a year. They say for most medical conditions, you're going to have to go, non-emergent medical conditions, you're going to have to go to your regular doctor first. Now, people are going to the ER because their Medicaid doctor doesn't have an opening. And on this list, there's 700 symptoms they listed that a Medicaid recipient will not be able to go to the ER for. One was shortness of breath. One was chest pain, non-cardiac. How does a patient know if their chest pain is non-cardiac or not? One was early pregnancy hemorrhaging. Like if you're, I'm sorry, you could bleed out if you're having a miscarriage. You should be in the ER for these things. Dizziness. So there were a lot of things on this list of 700 that kind of scared me, because usually I want a patient going to the ER so they could get evaluated, they could get watched, they could get admitted if they have to. But the problem is we're running out of funds. We talked about this earlier in the show this evening during the second hour about how, you know, the states are going to have to make some tough choices. Now, of course, in New York, the Medicaid program and the State Department are contemplating covering transgender surgery and hormonal replacement, which is, I mean, nice. That's nice. Beautiful. Sure, it'll make some people happy. But I'm sorry, if we're in a crisis and we're now needing to turn people away from the ER system in some states, I had no idea that New York was so lavishly full of Medicaid money that they could actually cover transgender type surgeries. I understand the psychological impact, and having the transgender surgery is you know, going to help with that. But, I mean, we need to pay for transplants. We need to pay for heart issues. We need to pay for pneumonias. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. For those of you listening, we are live 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you to Genesis Communications Network. They have taken the show and have distributed it nationally, which is wonderful. Has me up on their website at gcnlive.com. I'd love for you to visit their website, see all the other awesome shows that GCN provides. You could listen to live. You could get their affiliates. You could get get their podcasts, archive shows, great wealth of information, variety of great shows on GCN Live. I am very grateful to be a part of the GCN family. Thank you all. I got Kyle on the boards tonight, rocking it for us, which is absolutely wonderful. For those of you that want to reach me, you can reach me on my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. This is my website. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Find me on Facebook. Follow my Facebook page. And, of course, you can call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Even if we aren't live on air, you could call in with your medical question. We will play it on air. We will address it. We try to address each and every question as long as the sound quality is good. I also want you all to think about the Alaskan cruise that's coming up. We are going to Alaska next summer, leaving out of Seattle. It's going to be a great, beautiful trip, seeing as many of the sites as we can, Victoria, British Columbia, Skagway, Glacier Bay. Please, please visit my website. Take a look at the pictures. And we have a great group rate. Start booking your cabin now. All right. Let's go to some of your emails at drdahlia.com. Dr. Dahlia, my wife says I should take my blood pressure medicine in the morning. I say I'm supposed to take it at night. Which is it? Yeah, I love these emails. All my emails today is the husband disagreeing with the wife. It's great. Now my household doesn't seem as odd. Here's the thing. It all depends on your blood pressure medicine, okay? A lot of your blood pressure medicines that have the water pill to it, the hydrochlorothiazide, the water pill you want to take in the morning because it's going to make you urinate. So you don't want to take a pill like that before you go to bed because then you're going to be up all night needing to pee. So those medications you take in the morning. However, sometimes, depending on when your blood pressure spikes, we want you to take the medication at night. And I actually commend you for wanting to figure out when to take it. Some of my patients, I have them take one in the morning and then one at night to have that coverage, that 24-hour coverage. Even though most medications should give you 24-hour coverage, a couple medications have shorter coverage. So what I recommend is double check with your doctor because, again, you didn't give me a list of which medicines you're talking about. But if you have blood pressure spikes early morning, you're going to need to take a blood pressure medicine the night before because I don't want you getting blood pressure spikes in the middle of the night. Now, also keep in mind, sleep apnea can cause blood pressure spikes. Anybody with high blood pressure should get a sleep study test. I mean, hands down, you have to get a sleep study test to make sure you aren't having blood pressure spikes if that's the case. But a lot of you, you know, you wake up and your blood pressure is high, so then you take your medication, but we need to prevent that blood pressure from being high to begin with, so you may need a medication at night. So double check with your doctor, but check your blood pressure at home. Any of you with high blood pressure, you should be having a monitor at home. You should be checking your blood pressure morning, afternoon, and evening. It wouldn't hurt to try to see if your blood pressure falls and how long it takes for it to fall with the medication. You really need to know your body. I can't tell you if I give you medication that your blood pressure will fall in 2 hours, 4 hours, or fall at all. A lot of times these blood pressure medicines are additive. So you could skip a dose and your blood pressure looks good, and then you're like, oh, great, I don't need the medication. And then a week later you spike, and you spike like crazy, and possibly are at risk for a stroke. Also in the news today, we're talking about how those that smoke have at least a 10 times risk of getting a stroke, those who smoke. It rhymes, stroke and smoke. Just don't do either, okay? Don't do either. But check your blood pressure regularly, morning, noon, and night. Avoid alcohol. Avoid salt. Avoid stress if you can. Avoid any sympathomimetics, things that raise your blood pressure like decongestants, speed, diet pills, cocaine, bad. Cocaine's not good. Caffeine, you got to cut back on your caffeine. But, you know, blood pressure medications, it's very easy to go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. Very simple. Because as we age, our arteries stiffen. If our arteries stiffen, we need a different medication than a diuretic that just kind of decreases extra fluid. If our heart rate starts to go haywire, then you need a medication to control the heart rate. If your kidneys give off a hormone that causes blood pressure to spike, that can also, a lot of times, cause blood pressure issues. So, again, talk to your doctor. It depends, but definitely check your blood pressure and see it. If you're spiking early morning, you need to take the medication at night. Great, great question, okay? Let's go to more of your emails. Dr. Dahlia, I hear more news regarding HPV and oral cancer in men. Does the HPV vaccine protect against this? I don't think they know. Okay, you know we're talking about the Gardasil vaccine, the HPV vaccine for cervical cancer for girls. They want boys, young boys, to take the Gardasil HPV vaccine to prevent getting anal cancer, rectal cancer from HPV, and to prevent giving girls HPV. But no, we don't know if it's going to protect boys later from getting oral cancer. What's interesting is oral cancer in men, even though alcohol and smoking has been proven to cause throat cancer, HPV is becoming more of a culprit. In fact, more of a culprit with men over females. Now, we believe it does have to do with sexual transmission. Somebody does kissy-kissy somewhere low, and then you guys do kissy-kissy, and then you get it in the mouth. But right now, did you see how I said they seem very clean? I can't get kicked off air saying that one, very clean. Okay, kissy-kissy here, kissy-kissy there, kissy-kissy everywhere. All right, problem is HPV gets into the mouth, gets into the throat. But here's the thing. They also are questioning if all the HPV cases are because of sexual transmission or kissing after sexual transmission. There may be another pathway that this HPV is getting into men's throats. So they're going to be looking deeper into this. We'll see. But right now, they aren't saying that the Gardasil vaccine is going to protect men. All right? But we will keep you posted. Yeah, there's always more news on that. Okay. Dr. Dahlia, I get dry mouth. What causes that? Now, dry mouth, a lot of us, I get dry mouth talking on the air because I talk and I talk and I talk and I don't drink enough and I go through my water during the first hour and by hour three I got no water and I don't know what to do. But dry mouth, a lot of different things can cause that. Medications, we were talking about water pills for high blood pressure. Those could do it. If you're like taking anti-diarrheals, because you're having diarrhea, those will dry you up. Muscle relaxers can dry you up. Sometimes you could get dry mouth from antidepressants or anxiety medications. Certain neurological medications like Parkinson's disease dry your mouth. Decongestants. If you're taking decongestants or antihistamines, you could get dry mouth. A big medication is medication for urinary incontinence. If you take any of those medications to stop urinating when you cough or sneeze or laugh, those dry you up. That's how they work. They dry you up. Of course, though, we get dry mouth as we age. If you open your mouth when you sleep, because you snore a lot, you could dry out your mouth. Of course, those of us that have had chemotherapy that dries your mouth. Smokers usually get dry mouth. And of course, medical conditions like there's, Sjogren's syndrome where you actually kind of, it's an autoimmune where you fight your salivary gland and your mucous membranes that can cause dry mouth. So a lot of different things, but a big one is diabetes. Diabetes can cause dry mouth. And sometimes the symptoms aren't just dry mouth. You could have a sore throat. You could have bad breath. Sometimes you could have a fungal infection using up all the moisture. You thrush. People will say, my mouth is dry. I open up their mouth and they have a yeast infection in their mouth. Thrush. Because the fungus lives on the moisture. And then we have to treat the fungal infection. So that could do it. Also, you could get dry mouth sometimes or it could be related to bad periodontal health, teeth hygiene. So you always want to make sure you brush your teeth really well. So here's the thing. If you're having dry mouth, you need to talk to your doctor. They say a lot of times you want to stimulate your saliva. You could do that by sucking on candies. You could do like sugar-free gum. Of course, you want to cut back on your alcohol. You want to cut back on your caffeine. You want to avoid sugary or acidic foods because the more you have tooth decay, the worse this could be. And then try breathing through your nose so your mouth isn't wide open. All right. Great show, guys. We'll be back on tomorrow, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be healthy, be safe. I'm shutting my mouth and getting a drink. Bye.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.